We kick things off here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster with some tough news as two of the best players and leaders inside the locker room are done for the season in tackle Jason Peters and linebacker Jordan Hicks. Peters tore the ACL and MCL in his knee while Hicks suffered a rupture of his Achilles tendon. The Eagles have overcome some serious injuries to this point and must do so once again.
Both of them are obviously significant. In Jordan's case, it is a ruptured Achilles, and so he'll be missed for the season, and Jason Peters, MCL and ACL. So both those guys will be missed for the year.
Doug, you've talked about the next man up mentality a lot, but when you lose guys like that, the leadership from both aspects, how difficult is that? Is that more than the usual next man up type thing?
It is, when you look at the injury list and the guys that we've lost, Darren Sproles, the Chris Maragos, JP, Jordan. I mean, guys that are significant starters and role players on your team, leaders on your football team, captains of your football team. It can make an impact, and I think one of the things that I've talked about, and hopefully you guys have seen it with the team and talking to the players, is it's definitely the next man up.
The coaches believe that, since I'm the sixth man, they have the full trust in me. So, I got to, fulfill that left tackle spot, right tackle, or whatever. And so,
he's just talking to you on the cart. What kind of things was he saying to you?
Just keep working hard. He was telling me to take two sets. Don't overset. If you use that, you'll be okay.
Halapulivahti Vaitai replaced Peters on Monday night. However, head coach Doug Peterson has said that he has not yet determined whether or not Vaitai will stay at left tackle or put Lane Johnson there instead. The good news for the Eagles is that they are 6-1 and have the best record in the entire NFL. Second-year quarterback Carson Wentz continues to amaze, whether it's with a long touchdown pass to Mac Hollins, an amazing throw in the face of the pass rush to Corey Clement, or ducking out of a swarm of defenders to escape for a first down. Carson Wentz leaves everyone in awe of his talent.
Yeah, like I say, that one he bust up the middle, I'm like, oh man, here we go. We're about to get on the field, and then next thing you know, first down. It's like, wow, Carson, there you go. Every time he scrambled, I'm always like, oh, here go the big play. Because they, everybody got to respect that he's going to run, and it opens up so much more.
I don't get off the bench on third down, so it's like one of those, you almost expect them to convert no matter what the down and distance is. And that's a great luxury to have, especially the defense, to know that your offense can sustain drives and win on third down. The one, he scrambled out of there. I literally turned around and grabbed my helmet, and then somehow I look up at the screen, he's still running. So that's the magic of Carson Wentz. But, our offense is obviously doing a great job on third down, and it's been a key to our team's success.
The things he did last night were pretty spectacular. Some of the runs he had, some of the throws he made, and what you're seeing too is the guys around him elevating their play and playing better around him, and defense is creating some turnovers and stopping when we need stops and are holding teams to field goals and that's all part of it. Special teams, field position is huge. So This is a collective effort. Obviously, there's some great individual efforts. The quarterback, Carson, played extremely well, very efficient last night. And it's just the type of guy he is. And do we expect that every week? Yeah, we do. But we also know that, in the bigger picture, that sometimes it's not always going to be that perfect.
It's a quick turnaround for the Eagles, who host the winless San Francisco 49ers this Sunday at the Link. Don't forget to check out Eagles 360 featuring Dave Spadaro and Eagles Hall of Fame running back Brian Westbrook for a complete recap of the win over Washington. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.